The Clever Donkey. There was once an old wolf who lived in a forest. His legs ached, his tail drooped, and his fur was falling out in patches. He could no longer run fast, and he found it hard to hunt for his food. One day, when he was limping through the trees, feeling sad and sorry for himself because he hadn't eaten for several days, he met a fox. This fox was also old and feeble, and he too hadn't had a good meal for some time. The two of them walked along together, talking about the good old days when they used to feast on fat rabbits and plump chickens.
"Brother Fox," said the wolf, "you foxes are famous for cunning. Now that we can't rely on the speed of our legs, we have to think of another way of finding our food. Can you come up with a plan before we both die of hunger?"
The fox was flattered by his friend's words. He answered,
"There's a village not far away. Let's see if we can catch a lamb or even a chicken or a duckling. This might be our lucky day."
So the two animals walked on until they came to the edge of the village. Suddenly, the wolf stopped.
"Look, Brother Fox," he called. "We're in luck."
The fox looked, but all he could see was a donkey in a field.
"What's so special about that?" he asked. "You aren't seriously thinking of tackling such a big animal."
But the wolf was so hungry that the pangs in his stomach made him desperate. He thought that together they might attempt it.
"We'll creep up on him," he said, "and I'll jump on him from the front while you bite his legs."
The fox laughed.
"Surely you don't think the donkey will just stand there while we sneak up on him? As soon as he sees either of us, he'll be off."
Maybe you're right," admitted the wolf.
He thought for a while and then he said, "Tell you what, I'll pretend I'm a doctor and can cure him of any aches and pains he's suffering from. I'll offer to examine him, and as soon as I'm near enough, I'll leap on him, and you do the rest." So the two of them made their way towards the donkey. Now, this donkey had lived a long time, and he knew very well that one should never trust a wolf or a fox. So he looked very suspiciously at the two animals who were approaching him with big, toothy grins on their faces.
"Good morning, friend donkey," called the wolf. "I'm a doctor, and I thought I'd just stop by and ask if you needed any help. I can see that you're suffering from the heat. There are flies buzzing around your head and the sores on your back. Let me give you a quick checkup. As it's your first time, this is a special offer. There'll be no charge."
The donkey was not fooled.
He replied, "When was a wolf ever a friend to a donkey? You claim me as a friend, and we've never met before. Why, you don't even know my name."
The wolf hadn't expected this, and could only stammer,
"I didn't know donkeys had names."
"Huh," snorted the donkey,
"you don't know much about donkeys. Don't you know that every donkey has a name written on the bottom of the hoof of his right?"